from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump Attorney General says he will recuse himself if he has to. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says it's appropriate he would recuse himself from his agency's wide-ranging investigation into Russian meddling in last year's presidential election. The former senator was recently sworn in as the country's top law enforcement official after being one of President Donald Trump's top surrogates during his run to the White House. He's facing calls from some lawmakers to resign or at least recuse himself from the investigation due to his denial at his January Senate confirmation hearing that he knew of any Trump campaign communications with Russian officials.
I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians.
Since then, it has been disclosed Sessions met Moscow's ambassador to Washington twice last year when he was a senator. Now, a White House official said the talks were held in Sessions' official capacity as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, which is entirely consistent with his testimony during his confirmation hearing. The New York Times is reporting that some officials from President Barack Obama's administration made efforts to make information about possible links between Donald Trump's campaign and Russian officials easier for future investigators to find. The Times based its story on accounts from more than a half dozen current and former officials, some of whom said they were speaking to draw attention to the material and ensure proper investigation by Congress. Trump rejected an earlier Times report that said U.S. authorities had information about repeated contacts between people associated with the Trump campaign and Russian intelligence officials. This is VOA News. The leading French presidential candidate, Marine Le Pen, could face 3 years in prison and a $79,000 fine over three social media posts Le Pen made in 2015 showing images of brutal Islamic State killings. On Thursday, the European Parliament voted to strip the far-right lawmaker of her parliamentary immunity, leaving her open to prosecution of charges of publishing violent images. Le Pen called the move political and said it was meant to damage her campaign for president. A new report finds a significant rise in the number of women dying from drug overdoses globally, while fewer women than men receive treatment for their addiction and are more severely punished for drug taking. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva on the annual report of the International Narcotics Control Board.
The report finds governments do not pay enough attention to the huge and growing problem of drug abuse among women. INCB President Werner Sipp tells VOA one-third of global drug users are women.
We know that women are significantly more likely than men to be prescribed narcotics and anti-anxiety medications. Or we see that women are increasingly being arrested for drug-related crimes in some regions much more than men. They have even a disproportionate increase in drug overdoses.
The report notes HIV infections and mental health disorders are more prevalent among women who abuse drugs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The report calls for alternative measures to punishment and conviction for minor drug crimes among women. In a bizarre twist on Thursday, the former North Korean ambassador to the United States, Ri Tong-il, said that the brother of the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was not killed in a Kuala Lumpur airport last month by a highly lethal poison. He says,
"Therefore, this is a strong indication that the cause of the death is the heart attack."
The older brother of the North Korean leader, whose real name is Kim Jong-nam, but identified by his passport as Kim Chol, did have a history of heart problems and had been without his medicine. He said if the X-poison was really used, then samples should be sent to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons for testing and determining its source. In the meantime, Malaysian authorities are preparing to deport a North Korean man who has been held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-un's older brother. 45-year-old Ri Chan-chol has been in custody for nearly 2 weeks following the February 13th attack on Kim at an airport in Kuala Lumpur. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.